Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. It is my honor to have Jennifer Rash as our guest today. Jennifer is president and editor-in-chief of TBA Media based in Birmingham, Alabama. Her organization publishes the largest circulating Baptist newspaper in the nation, the Alabama Baptist News, which is also the top circulating newspaper in the state of Alabama. Jennifer is an accomplished investigative reporter, photographer, has won awards for her digital broadcasting, radio, and podcast work. Jennifer is also a good friend and a colleague for many years. Welcome to our podcast today. Well, hello, Jennifer. It's so good for you to be here today. And did you have a nice holiday?
Absolutely. It was very special and lots of fun. A little bit of rest, not as much as I'd hoped, but still so much fun. So.
Good. Well, I always begin the podcast before you tell us about that small-time leader moment in your life, about just something you're thankful for in your life or your work right now. You'd like to share with us before we begin?
Oh, gosh, so much to be thankful for, Mike. I love the opportunity that I'm getting to serve Alabama Baptist, and to think that 24 years ago, I bopped in here for what I thought would be a three-year stint to make my way through seminary and figure out what God was going to do with me next. And guess what? 24 years later, here I am. So very thankful that Alabama Baptist saw fit to let me serve in this role. I guess right now is a lot that's on my mind with all that we're doing with the new year. And I just completed 1 year in this
your first year
role. So that that's heavy on my mind right now as we're starting year two.
Right. Well, you've done a good job. I tell you, all the folks I know that see the Alabama Baptist now have noted how it's changed to a more positive outlook on things, and it's encouraging. So thanks for your work. Our purpose today is to talk about those leaders in your life that helped you get to where you are today. So I ask you to pick a couple and tell us about your first one.
Absolutely. This was a hard assignment, Mike, by the way. You know, it was a good exercise to make me actually slow down and think, because so many people have poured into my life. I'm sure a lot of people have that same answer, but so many people have poured into me through the years that it was really hard to pick two, but I did narrow down what I feel like maybe were two significant turning points. And so the first one I would say is Charlotte Searcy. She was a missionary with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board serving the Caribbean. And I had just arrived on the field. I came to the Caribbean from the University of Alabama, graduated with a degree in journalism, thinking I would hit the ground running in that field. And God had other plans and sent me to the mission field for a couple of years. But while there, Charlotte just, I don't know, there was something that clicked with us. And she adopted me from day one, and I became her adopted daughter, and we were just inseparable. Here she was, a seasoned career missionary. She had raised two boys. She was just incredible, and to me, already a saint. She was beautiful. She was epitome of a Southern belle, and she, being from Georgia and I'm from Alabama, we clicked on that level too. She spent the 2 years I was there just pouring and pouring and pouring into me. You know, just, I don't know, every level from professional to spiritual to personal. She grew me up in ways that I didn't even see coming or happening when they were there.
So you recall when you first met her and what happened and how all that came about?
Yes, I'd been there a few days before I met her. While she was a career missionary, she also had some health issues that by the time I was on the field, she was homebound. So she had to work from her home. She was still doing things and helping, but she had to do everything from home. And it was that reason that one day her husband, who was in the office, needed something to take back to her for a project she was working on. And so, of course, you know, he was busy. So he sent me to deliver this whatever it was. I don't even remember what I was delivering, but that's when I first met her. And I'm not sure I actually came back to work that afternoon because I stayed all day and we clicked so well. We talked and talked and talked. They actually called looking for me. Hey, are you coming back? So anyway, yeah, that was my first encounter with her. She always said, you know, there was just something that the minute we were in the same room, we knew, you know, we knew we were bonded forever. And yeah, she had made that kind of impression on a lot of people, but I was very grateful that I got to be the adopted daughter in that season of her life. So,
Was there any particular events or things that came up along the way, you know, that you, as you go in when you're 20 something, I'm sure you think you got the world by the tail and, what kind of lessons did she teach you or things she taught you when you were working with Charlotte?
Yes. Well, you're right about that. I was 22, just graduated college, did bring a lot to the table there. I was able to, you know, take on some projects and do some things that they had had trouble accomplishing. And so that made me feel good. I felt helpful and I felt like I was making a difference and serving. But also, you know, being 22, sometimes you don't know the difference. So you have these little things you can offer, but you really don't have life figured out yet. So she was able to help me see that, you know, I didn't actually know what I didn't know. The little bit that I did bring to the table, it was positive and it was good, but it was not all of life yet. And I had so much more to learn. She clicked onto that really quickly. So she would, in an amazing way, she would gently and smoothly and softly just coax me along, you know, and I can see it now. Back then, I didn't even know she was doing it. But she would have some kind of adventure for me or some kind of project or need. Because of her health issues, she couldn't drive. And so all of a sudden, I became the appointed person to take her wherever we needed to go. But there was always an extra piece to that. So she always had something to do. And I mean, everything from teaching me how to properly put place setting down at the table to professional etiquette in a lot of ways. So she put me in a lot of positions and she took me with her and she allowed me to watch her interact with people and be professional and dress professionally. And all the different parts, she also taught me on a spiritual level. Again, like I was telling you before, I deemed her a saint already and couldn't imagine she needed to learn anymore, but she longed to love and know more about the Lord and just modeled that with such beauty.
That's beautiful. Thanks so much. So how do you see her pouring into your life affect you? You have a staff now, you have younger people that work for you and those kind of things. So any lessons you took from her as far as practical things with your staff and how you work with them that you could share with the guests here?
Yes. And sometimes I don't even recognize it, but then when I think about it, I notice I am doing a lot of what she did with me, just that slow, methodical coaxing and coaching and loving and gently sharing and truthfulness. You know, she never held anything back. She found the right moment. She was careful. She never lost her temper or, you know, got frustrated with me, but she would always find a way to present what she wanted to present to me in a way that I could handle it. I could hear it. I could receive it. I wouldn't be offended by it. But it would help grow me and teach me. Sometimes you didn't even realize you were doing something, or I would be shocked to know that, oh my goodness, that's not the right way to do this, or this is not proper. I would leave with my dignity intact. You know, I never felt belittled or insulted or anything. So I watch myself now. I'm not sure I am anywhere near as good as she was at it, but I'm trying to do those kind of things where I'm coaching and sharing in bite sizes and little pieces and growing people in steps rather than just demanding, you know, something immediately.
Sure. Well, I know she's taught you a lot. It influenced you in your spiritual walk as well as you as a leader. So Jennifer, thanks so much for sharing about Charlotte today. And what I took away from that is to be a gentle leader and speak the truth is something she left with you. And to spend time, you know, some of the best mentoring time is driving around in the car. with her, so
she tricked me a lot of times into that.
Well, thanks so much for sharing your story, and we will love to hear your next story on our next podcast of Small Time Leaders.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.